Welcome to Katz Reviews. This is Ed Katz of Catnip Marketing, marketing consultant by day, theater and film critic by night, with my weekly review segment, Katz Reviews, here for you on WICC 600. Today's review is of the new Broadway musical, Getting the Band Back Together. It's billed as original because it isn't adapted from a book or a movie. But it's really not original, as anyone who's gone to the theater the past decade will recognize plot points from other shows buried not so deeply in this one. A few that immediately come to mind are School of Rock, Rock of Ages, where this show found many of its actors, and The Wedding Singer. There are others too, including one funny sight gag with a red flag cleverly and comically reminiscent of Les Mis. That was unpredictable, unlike the entire plot, which even the show's dialogue pokes fun at. The music and lyrics by Mark Allen aren't exceptional, but aren't bad either. A song called Bart's Confession is actually terrific. Lead producer and book writer Ken Davenport is clearly aiming for a silly, fun, good time. And if you like lowbrow humor, like Rock of Ages, his show often hits the mark. Act 1 gets us off to a pretty weak start. Mitch, the lead character, played with an energetic likability by Mitchell Jarvis, who reminded me of a tamer Jim Carrey, gets fired from a job he hated on his 40th birthday and moves back in with his mom in New Jersey. Mitch's mom instantly reconnects Mitch with his high school sweetheart, played at the performance I saw by understudy Becca Cote, who was excellent. The show has a lot of fun with both Mitch's mom, as played by a still captivating Mary Lou Henner, and with New Jersey, cramming in at least a dozen Jersey jokes and sight gags within about a 3-minute span. The show even has Mary Lou passing out treats to the audience at intermission. You can see the one she gave me on my Katz Reviews website. Anyway, Mitch quickly re-engages with his old buddies from their high school rock band, Juggernaut. It's no surprise that all the band members agree to rejoin the group, given they all hate their lives. Juggernaut's old nemesis, a band called Mouthfeel, is led by the now big local real estate tycoon, Tygan Billows, played as an athletically buffed, comically malevolent, middle-aged Biff from Back to the Future, by a scenery-chewing Brandon Williams. A rare, unpredictable moment is the band's need to replace their lead guitarist, who died. Mitch's best friend Bart, as played by Jay Klaitz, doing a good impersonation of Zach Galifianakis crossed with Josh Gad, finds a 16-year-old named Ricky Bling whom nobody wants in the band, until they hear him play his guitar. As played with a lot of talent by Sawyer Nunez, Bling steals the scene and saves the day for Juggernaut at a practice gig at an Orthodox Jewish wedding. It's the second funniest scene in the show. The funniest scene features Bart having difficulty telling Mitch, in that great number Bart's Confession, that he slept with Mitch's mom. Well, I did say the show has fun with Mary Lou Henner's character. Directed about as well as possible by the talented John Rando, the story takes a while to build some steam. Act 2 overcomes a lot of the difficulties in Act 1. All the romances are predictable, you can see each one a mile away, and there are no plot twists with any of them. Act 2 is still completely predictable, including the ridiculous ending, but it has the two funniest scenes in it. The show is a real mixed bag. All the leads are talented, goofy, and likable, but one moment you may groan or even cringe, and another moment you're grinning. Broadway purists might be horrified, but there are several fun moments, if you don't think too hard about them, and I give Getting the Band Back Together 3 stars out of 5. Catch my reviews right here this time each week, and on my Facebook page and website, katzreviews.com. That's katzreviews.com, where you will find all my WICC 600 reviews. This is Ed Katz talking theater for WICC 600.